So where did you go to school, Terry?
I'm an old Centralian.
And that's where you first played rugby, is it?
Yeah, for the school. I remember, I was born...
What position did you start at?
Well, I was born from here to in an area called Clapham, which is just by the church over there. And I first heard the King's Home, the crowd, like the noise. I was living in Union Street at the time. And we went to St Mark's School, like everybody did around that area. And then from there I went to Central School, Technical School, Horne Road. First met King's Home when I played for the schoolboys under 15s here, out here. And I thought the pitch was so big and huge, like you would, I suppose, as a 15-year-old. Yeah. And then from there I went and played for the Spartans youth team. They started a youth team. And then, just briefly after that, they decided to knock all the houses down at King's Home, Clapham. And we moved out to Tuffley. I then joined the Gordon Lee Rugby Club. And in 55, which I would be 16 years of age, we came on to King's Home, won the cup, and also the seven-a-sides for the Gordon League, which was quite an achievement for me, being 16 and stuff like that. Yeah, that's the first time I met King's Home.
Yeah. And were you a standoff from the start?
Yeah.
Never played any other position.
No. But when I when we moved to Bristol, I was playing for the Gordon League against a club called Avonvale or Avondale or something like that. And I had a pretty good game, I suppose. And this fella came up afterwards and said, "I hear you're moving to Bristol. Next September," he said, "I'm going to come along and take you over to Bath." Thought no more of it. But he did, he turned up. Because in those days, the Bath Rugby Club used to have players, unpaid scouts, and he came along, and a man by the name of Barry Richards took me over to Bath and had the trials, and I was picked to play in the centre of Bath. I would be about 17 and a half, going on 18. Played Gloucester. You haven't got a man on this list called Dennis Iverson.
Yes, I think it's just that he comes along slightly later.
Does he?
Yeah.
I remember playing against him. He was probably one of the best tacklers you would ever want and wish to see. He didn't go down your thighs, he just trapped your ankles and you just felt dead. It was an incredible, horrible feeling. You're running 1 minute and next, your shoulders are going into the ground. Did you ever see him play, Dennis?
No.
Oh, he was a tremendous tackler, he was. Yeah, and then I had a couple of seasons there with Bath, which I thoroughly enjoyed.
Yeah, what caused you to go down to Bristol?
My father. He was in the publican business, and he was asked if he would go down by the Whitbread Brewery at that time to take on this pub that wasn't doing very well, to build it all up, which he did. And then he came back from Bristol, bringing me with him, and took the Talbot Hotel pub, you know where that is in Southgate Street. And then with him coming back here, I came here too, because I was still living at home.
So that would be 59, 60.
That's right, around about. Anyway, I came along here, and there was a Bill Patterson plane in the centre here at that time. And there were stories about how I was going to join and link up with him. But when I came here, there was quite an influx of young, good players. It was like it just happens from time to time. Dick Smith, John Bayliss.
Captain, I guess, was Peter Ford.
Peter Ford, yeah. He kept us all together, really, because we just wanted to play, you know, throw the ball around, but he wouldn't have that. He wouldn't have any of that.
So how did he enforce the discipline?
Well, right, well, if you didn't do what you're told or asked to do, he'd talk a bit more strongly on it. Yeah, he had us all together. Mickey Booth was here, of course. He was here before me. There was a lot of young, good players here at that time.
Can I step back a minute,
yeah, sure.
Terry?
Yeah.
You were talking about being out here on King's Home with Willie Jones.
As a boy.
Were there other influences when you were a boy?
About 8 then.
Yeah.
About 8 years of age. Oh, it's fantastic. The crowd, you could hear the roar of the crowd here. It used to get about 4,000 people. Yeah. That's before that was built down there, and there's nothing like it is today.
Yeah.
The Tump, they used to call that down the bottom. Remember that? The Tump.
Oh, yeah. Cinders.
Yeah.
Cinder Mound.
That's
isn't
right.
It?
Yeah, it was, but indeed.
Yeah. We talked to one or two people who stood on the Tump when they were small children, and said they were shorter than the weeds.
Yeah. I remember being bawled at and shouted at by someone on the Tump. Yeah, I can remember coming here when Bill Dawe, a very famous local man, did a lot of good. Linked very strongly with the Gordon League. He put some nets up at the back of the ground here, the King's Home end, and we had a cricket practice with the sheep. You heard about the sheep?
Tell us about the sheep.
We used to have sheep out here. Natural lawnmowers kept it pretty well up together during the summer months. I think the sheep belonged to a chap called Teague, I believe. Yeah. We used to come out with cricket practice, I couldn't believe it, but the nets weren't that very good, but yeah. That's about it, really, for here, Bill Dawe.